The war's toll for the 7 days through the 14th of November 2006. I'll be reading the names of U.S. and coalition soldiers reported killed in Iraq and Afghanistan in the past 7 days, as well as the names of some Iraqi civilians. These civilians were reported killed on the 25th of March 2003, just 6 days into the invasion. But first, the numbers. As of this morning, November 15th, 2006, 3,105 coalition soldiers have been reported killed in Iraq. Of that number, 2,859 are U.S. soldiers. The Department of Defense reports that 21,678 U.S. soldiers have been wounded. They also report that 46,137 U.S. soldiers have suffered non-mortal casualties. At least 370 private contractors have been killed in Iraq, according to iCasualties.org. In the past week, then, 26 U.S. and coalition soldiers were killed in Iraq. I will also note on the wounded that we still have no numbers on wounded soldiers for other nationalities other than the United States. In Afghanistan, 504 coalition soldiers have been killed to date. Of that number, 350 are U.S. soldiers. The Department of Defense reports that 962 U.S. soldiers have been wounded, and also reports that 5,729 U.S. soldiers have suffered non-mortal wounds. There are also no numbers on soldiers from other nationalities, numbers of soldiers wounded. In the past week, no coalition soldiers were reported killed in Afghanistan. Also, at least 65 Afghanis were reported killed in the past week in Afghanistan, bringing the total in November of 2006 to at least 263. Back to Iraq, according to IraqBodyCount.org, the official total of Iraqi civilian deaths stands at 52,222. However, we will remind listeners that the Johns Hopkins study recently released estimated that 655,000 Iraqis have been killed since the invasion March of 2003. In the past week, at least 439 Iraqis were killed, bringing the total in November of 2006 to at least 701. The financial cost of the war, according to costofwar.com, is at $342.6 billion and counting. For taxpayers in Iowa, your tax bill is at $2.6 billion and counting, and again, this is just for the Iraq War. I will now read the names first of Iraqi civilians. These civilians, again, were reported killed March 25th, 2003. Hadeh Abbas Khra Altmeme, 34-year-old man. Hadi Shakir, 29-year-old man. Hana Fazi Talal, 25-year-old woman. Hassan Ghassem Mahmoud Alawini, 55-year-old man. Hassan Mizban Kathban Bakar Asham, 45-year-old man. Hassana Abed Darwish Abdre, 48-year-old woman. Hashem Gabar Klef Al Usif, 54-year-old man. Hussein Ateya Abed Al Sayyad, 40-year-old man. Hassan Mohammed Nasser, 30-year-old man. Hassoun Alwan Abed Al Redha, 55-year-old man. I will now read the names of U.S. and coalition soldiers reported killed in the past 7 days in Iraq. On the 4th of November, Kyle W. Powell, 21 years old, U.S. Marine, Colorado Springs, Colorado. On the 6th of November, John R. Priestner, 42 years old, U.S. Army, Pennsylvania. Also on the 6th of November, Lucas T. White, 28 years old, U.S. Army, Moses Lake, Washington. On the 7th of November, Ryan T. McCon, 19 years old, U.S. Marine, Manchester, New Hampshire. Also on the 7th of November, Richwell A. Doria, 25 years old, U.S. Army, San Diego, California. On the 9th of November, Gregory W.G. McCoy, 26 years old, U.S. Army, Weberville, Michigan. Also on the 9th of November, Cortland A. Kennard, 22 years old, U.S. Army, Starkville, Mississippi. Also on the 9th of November, Brian Burgess, 35 years old, U.S. Marine Reserve, Garden City, Michigan. Also on the 9th of November, Cody Warren, 19 years old, U.S. Marine Reserve, no hometown or state given. On the 10th of November, Tomasz Murkowski, 30 years old, Polish Army, Poland. Also on the 10th of November, Ratislav Neplec, 32 years old, Slovakian Army, Zelina, Slovakia. On the 11th of November, Angel De Jesus Lucio Ramirez, 22 years old, U.S. Army, Pacoima, California. Also on the 11th of November, William Samuel Jackson II, 29 years old, U.S. Army, Saginaw, Michigan. Also on the 11th of November, Maisel Martinez, 24 years old, U.S. Army, Chapel Hill, North Carolina. On the 12th of November, Sharon Elliott, 34 years old, British Army, Ipswich, England. Also on the 12th of November, Lee Hopkins, 23 years old, British Army, Wellingboro, England. Also on the 12th of November, Ben Nowak, 27 years old, British Royal Marines, Liverpool, England. Also on the 12th of November, J. Hilton, 33 years old, British Royal Marines, Burton-on-Trent, England. Also on the 12th of November, Michael A. Cerrone, 24 years old, U.S. Army, Clarksville, Tennessee. And also on the 12th of November, Harry A. Winkler III, 32 years old, U.S. Army, Clarksville, Tennessee. And on the 9th of November, Rudy A. Salcido, 31 years old, U.S. Army National Guard, Ontario, California. This has been the war's toll for the 7 days through the 14th of November, 2006. I'm Scott Bergwin with the Stand Independent News Service. As always, our heart goes out to the fallen, their loved ones and relatives, neighbors in all countries.